Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Mem Zayin. Shin Mem Zayin, 347. As we close in on the last three mitzvahs in Parshas Bahar, which we've been on for a while, but this is the second to last mitzvah having to do with Avadim, the first mitzvah in this section having to do with an Eved Kena'ani. We had some mitzvahs earlier in the Torah having to do with Eved Kena'ani, Karban Pesach and the like, but today we have the mitzvah of Eved Kena'ani. It's a mitzvah Asei De'oraisa. What is that mitzvah? Says the Torah, right before Shvi'i in Parshas Bahar, in the context of Avadim, Eved Ivri, as we had the last couple of days, but then the Torah tells us, V'gam ibnei ha-toshavim hagarim imachem, also from those citizens that are living with you, mehem tiknu, bikone from them, umi mishpachtam asher imachem, asher holide baratzachem, and from their families, v'hayu lachem la'achuza, you can acquire them as servants, and they shall be an achuza for you. They will be a possession for you. You shall transfer the ownership to your children. La'olam bahem ta'avodu. Those are the three words of today's mitzvah. Forever they shall work for you. But remember, Avodas Perach. Remember yesterday's mitzvah. The Torah repeats, as if to say, even if though there are other types of Avadim, one has to make sure that one doesn't copy how one treats their Eved Kena'ani, as this second category is called, similar to the Eved Ivri. Even though the Rambam we saw yesterday at the end of Hilchas Kinyan, Sefer Kinyan, the Rambam says, even in Eved Kena'ani, one shouldn't be Oved Befarech, because that is not the way of Yehudim throughout the generations. So we have the mitzvah today of an Eved Kena'ani, the mitzvahs asay to keep an Eved Kena'ani working for you. Says the Chinuch, Shena'avod be'Eved Kena'ani la'olam, klomar, in other words, Shelo neshachrer oso la'olam, never free them, v'shelo yatza l'cherus, and that he shouldn't go free, ki im b'shem v'ayin, except under certain circumstances. Somebody knocks out the tooth or the eye of an Eved Kena'ani, kemosh baba kasuv, oberashe yivarm, or other types of limbs, hadomin lahem, klomar yivarm shenim chozrin, permanent damages of limbs, so then they have to go free, and that's the din of the Torah. But otherwise, lo'olam bahem tavodu, never let them free. So if one does not analyze and deeply research this mitzvah, one might say, it's not fair. What do you mean? An Eved forever doesn't go free. None of the other halachas of an Eved Ivri and Yovel and Shemitah apply. But Rav Hirsch puts it in a context. Rav Hirsch says, remember, first of all, nobody's being forced to come to us as an Eved Kena'ani. Right? Either they're coming themselves because they feel that the Jews could give them a decent wage, a decent living, or they're already under other non-Jewish owners, and they're already being subjugated, and now they're coming to a Jewish household, which has much more standards of rights and of privileges of an Eved. Says Rav Hirsch, this is Rav Hirsch in Parshas Bo, not Rav Hirsch here, but in Parshas Bo, says Rav Hirsch, beautifully, no Jew can make any other human being a slave. He can only acquire by purchase people who by the then universally accepted international law were already slaves. First of all, only if somebody was selling it to you, they were already slaves, and they were already in a difficult situation. They come to you, and all of a sudden the Torah has very high standards for how you have to treat them. But why do they want to come here? Because a Jew's home was more free than other homes. If they were just on the street, they wouldn't have any privileges and rights. Whereas he was looked upon as still belonging to a slave class. The home of a Jew was then to be a home of freedom. There he was protected by law against mishandling. The law courts were accessible to him. And, this is important as we'll see in a second, he had the option if he wanted to buy into the Jewish religion totally. As we know, an Eved Kena'ani is a chayev in mitzvahs like an isha, but that's only for about a year. After a year, he has an option, even before that, but we give him the option of buying in, becoming, to be tov al Hashem geiris, to be a full Jew, with milah and tefillah, the Jewish bond with God in conjunction with the rest of the household. He would then become like the children, a member of the home, and take part like the children in eating of the Karban Pesach, which constituted Israel into the people of God. More, according to Halacha, nobody could place his home under the guarding protection of God. In other words, could take place in the Karban Pesach if he had within his possession a single slave who didn't accept. Right? His, the Eved Kena'ani in my house that didn't get a milah, it's ma'akev my taking part in Karban Pesach, as we discussed then in Parshas Bo. So again, this is Eved Kena'ani, we have to realize, was something that they generally wanted to take part in. Again, if they didn't want to keep the mitzvahs, they didn't want to keep the Sheva mitzvahs, they didn't want to become Aravadim, so we asked them, this is the chosen land. They might have to leave. But again, nothing was forced, and it was all generally for their benefit. So that's what the Chinuch says here. If you look at the Minchas Chinuch at the beginning, he describes, we're going to do this and then we'll see the Chinuch. You know what? Let's first see the Chinuch and then we'll see the Sefer Chinuch. Says the Chinuch in the second paragraph, the Eved Kenani, what's the definition of an Eved Kenani? Eved Ivri, we already said. He's a full Jew. A full Jew who's very poor or he stole and he had to be sold. But he's chayiv in all mitzvahs in Eved Ivri. The only one that it's somewhat unusual is that he's allowed to marry a shivcha. He's allowed to be given a shivcha kananis. Now we discussed over the past couple of days that heter. But an Eved Kenani was a non-Jew. And he wasn't only from the Kenanim, men or women. Eved Kenani or shivcha kananis. Says the chinuch, nikra echan mikola umo shekano yisrael avdus. Even if it's somebody from Greece, he's Greek, he's Persian, it doesn't matter, it doesn't have to be from Canaan. Anyone who we rekona as an Eved, avon nisyachasu kol avadim shim Canaan. They're all called Canaanim. Why? Because of last week's Parsha. Mipnesha Canaan niskalel lihios Eved. Canaan was the one that was cursed to be an Eved, who vizaro lolam, and therefore anyone who's coming to be our Eved, we call an Eved Canaani. But it's not that they were all from Canaan. V'yavabisha Parsha zushu nestavinu bolish tabibahem debedaber per Canaanim, and even though if you look in the context of the Torah here in Bahar, it's talking about those nations amongst you in Eretz Yisrael. Still, it applies Hu Adin L'chol Shar Umos Yeshlam Did Eved Kenani L'chol Davar. They have a din in Eved Kenani. So, what is the halacha? So, if you look back in the Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph, he goes through the whole story. Kol Echad Mikol Ba'ei HaOlam Chutz Mi Yisrael. Anyone who's not Jewish from the whole world, Me'eza Uma V'Hein Zachar Me'Hein Kevus, men or women, Yecholim Limkar Atzmal Eved. They could sell themselves as an Eved Kenani, if they would like. O l'shivcha, what if somebody reads Hilchas Avadim and they realize they're never going to get a better deal than being a Jew slave. And if they're a non-Jew slave, they have no rights. They realize they want to be an Eved for a Jew. So they can do that. O l'shivcha, Yisrael, Yisraelis, umalin v'tovlin osam l'shem avdus. They have to get, they're becoming semi-Jewish in the interim. They can throw it all away at the end and then go back to being a non-Jew. But they have to become semi. And Eved Kenani at least has mixas kedusha, as we'll talk about soon. They have to get mila and go into a mikvah. O shivcha betfilah levad. Or shivcha goes to the mikvah. And they are tovel l'shem avdus. Not l'shem geiris, l'shem avdus. The Gemara talks about peculiar cases where I'm buying an Eved Kenani from a non-Jew and the non-Jew, I say, okay, go to the mikvah. So the guy goes to the mikvah, and he jumps in, and in the air, he says, ah, I'm being told l'shem geirus, or l'shem ben chorin, and he jumps in before I'm able to say anything. So the Gemara talks about such cases. But Pasha's normal cases is, you're tovelim l'shem avdus. And if that is true, then heim nikram avadim kananim, b'chayavim mitzvahs kenashim, b'chayavim mitzvahs like women. Right? Unlike an Eved Ivri, who is chayavim all mitzvahs. V'chein, continuing now the Sefer HaChinuch, V'chein Yisrael Shabal Shivcha Kananis, a Yisrael that lives with a Shivcha Kananis, the children are Avadim Kananim, because it goes after the mother. They're in this middle status as well. Go to the next paragraph for a second. V'yomer Zechorna Levracha, turning over, V'inyin Eved Kenani, what is the halacha? What happens with an Eved Kenani? So he chooses to be part of this, in this group, or he's sold by his non-Jewish master, Shemitapel Bo Adonav Adshana. He stays with his master, the Jew, for a year. He has a year. And then we ask him, Im rotzelich parabavodazara ulahanicha vishayamu viyitpol l'shem avdus. Does he want to be kofrin as a vodazara and he could stay malon tov l'shem avdus v'yischai b'mitzvah shanashim yisrael chayos v'mutav? We give him a choice. You want to stay in the state? Okay, you stay in the state, be chayav in mitzvahs like an isha. V'im lav, but if he doesn't accept to continue doing the mitzvahs like an isha, or to be kofir b'avodah zarah, aser lanu l'hashosam b'beisenu yoser miyud beis chodesh. It's a bad influence. If somebody's going to be an ovid avodah zarah in your house, he doesn't accept those mitzvahs, so after a year, then you ask him to leave. Mokon asom yad, you sell him immediately. V'al eila ha'avadim shemalu v'tavlu l'shem avdus, but it's these that accepted. They will mal v'tavlu l'shem avdus, and they're doing mitzvahs like an isha, nitztavinu l'avod b'hem la'olam, that's when this mitzvah is, la'olam b'hem tavod. If you look at the Rambam describes this process as well, in Perek Yudalot of Hilchos Yisurei Bia, the Rambam says, ha'eved ha'nilkach min ha'goyim, ein omrim lo ma'ra'ita shabata. Right, usually, by a ger, right, we try to push them away. No, why do you want to be Jewish? What are you coming here for? Forget it, we're downtrodden. But here in this context, we don't have that. We don't say that, because he's not becoming a Jew anyway. Right? He's only becoming mixas. We'll talk about the conceptual analysis in a minute. So whenever that comes to a guy, ain't omrim lo, ma'ra isa shabata. No. Ela omrim lo, ritzon chasha tikanes bechlal avde Yisrael. You want to be an Eved of a Jew? V'tia min aksher malo. You want to? Imra Sevi says, okay. Modian oso ikare hadas, Umiktas mitzvahs kalos achamuros va'oncha mischaram. You give him a little halacha lesson. Kamosha modiyin es ager. Umatbilin osok ager, and you dunk him like a ger in the mikvah. Umodiyin osok shubamayim. V'imlo ratza l'kabel. And if he doesn't want to, you convince him. He's allowed to be an avikanan, even if he doesn't have full acceptance at that point. But you try to keep convincing him. And if he's convinced to be an avikanani, wonderful. If he's convinced at the end of the year to be a full Jew, wonderful. Then he goes to the mikvah again, and he's tovah l'shem geiris. But in lo ratz l'kabel, magalgal l'imo kol shem asar chodesh, you have a year, umokro l'agayim, and at the end of the year, if he still doesn't want to accept to be either an avikanani or a full Jew, then you have to sell him back. Okay, and that's what he continues. The Rambam and Hilchos Issurei Bia. But that's what happens with an Eved Kenani. Very interesting lumdus, the Achronim discuss. We know an Eved Kenani and an Isha both have archaiv and mitzvahs that are not Zman Grama, that are not time-bound. But there is a discussion in the Achronim, are they similar in terms of their Kedusha? There is a Tosfos. Tosfos in Maseches Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin talks about freeing your Eved Kenani. So one of the ways that you could treat your Eved Kenani is if you act in a certain way, treating him like a free man. What's one of the ways that you treat him like a free man? When the Rav puts tefillin on his Eved Kenani. Kisharabo moiniach lo tefillin. That's, says the Gemara, in Daf Mem, that's treating him like a Ben Chorin. So he's free, you just have to give him a get shichur. You have to give him like a man gives his wife a get, you have to give your Eved Kenani a get. A lot of similarities between the two of them in various places. But that's what the Gemara says. If the Rav puts tefillin on him, he's free. Says Tosis. Why? Why is tefillin a sign of a free man? The lo mishum, says Tosfos, don't think it's because you're doing an avera by letting him make a bracha levatala, because it's Zman Grama and he's not chayiv in tefillin. No, you know why? Because you're allowed to make brachas on Zman Gramas. Like women make brachas on Zman Gramas. This is Tosfos Shita, Bali Tosfos all over Shas. You're allowed to make the minhag of the Ramah, the minhag of Ashkenazim, they can make brachas on Zman Gramas. To sukkah lulav v'shofar. V'kama mitzvah aseh sh'anashim mevarchos. Ella. So why is this a show that he is a free person? Not because of the bracha, but because it's not rugil for an Eved to wear tefillin. And therefore, if the master is putting it on, it must be that he's treating him as a free man. From that Tosfos, and the Rashba says the same thing over there in Maseches Gittin, you don't get a fundamental difference between an Eved and an Isha. They all could do their patavers on grammas, and if they do it, they can make brachas v'chulu. But it's not so clear. If you look in Shiuri HaRav, Rav Soloveitchik Shiurim, that they put out on Maseches Gittin, he discusses this on that Sugya on Daf Mem. And this is on Daf Chav Gimel. That's where he discusses this in Maseches Gittin. And he has two formulations, either on top or in the footnote there. On the top, he says, like Tosfos says, that an Eved Kenani and an Isha both have full Kedushas Yisrael. They're potter for whatever reason. Maybe because the time is not their own, because it belongs to the children, it belongs to the master, whatever it is, if we want to give some svaras, but they have full Kedushas Yisrael. And that is why, says Rav Soloveitchik, that at the end of the Geiris, let's say Tevila number 2, at the end of the year, you don't need a new Kabbalas Mitzvos. You don't need new Kabbalas Mitzvos, because you already had Kabbalas Mitzvos before. What, you only had Kabbalas Mitzvos She'ein Zman Grama, and later you're having a Kabbalas Mitzvos Zman Grama? No, you don't need new Kabbalas Mitzvos. It's full Kedusha with a Ptur. That's an Eved Kenani, and that is an Isha. That's why, of course, they can make a bracha on the mitzvah of Zman Grama that they do, because they just have a Ptur. And the bracha could go by the Kiyum HaMitzvah and not by the Chiyuv HaMitzvah. That is on one formulation. If you look on the bottom, Rav Soloveitchik is quoted at another occasion to have a different formulation. And this I heard once b'shem Rav Moshe Feinstein. I couldn't find it, but in Shuva somewhere, that they say no. It's not b'furush in all Rishonim. And it could be that though a woman can make a bracha if she does a Zman Grama, an Eved Kenani possibly can't make a bracha on a Zman Grama. Why? Because while a woman has full Kedushas Yisrael with a reason of Ptur from Zman Gramas, an Eved, his Ptur from Zman Gramas is because he does not have full Kedushas Yisrael. He only has Miksas Kedushas Yisrael. And that's why he can't do Zman Gramas. Unlike a woman who has full Kedushas Yisrael with a Ptur. So maybe a woman can make a bracha and not the Eved. And this explains why, yes, you might say that you don't need a full Kabbalas Mitzvahs at Tevila number 2. So that shows you that, right, he's already a full Jew. But on the other hand, it sounds like from the Rambam, the Rav pointed this out, that you need a Tevila Daraisa. If you're really a full Jew already, so what do you need another tevila for a daraisa? The Rabbanan maybe, but daraisa? So that's like two formulations. Again, there's a big discussion in the Achronim. What status does an Eved Kenani have? An Isha for sure has full Kedusha Yisrael with a Ptur. The question is, what about an Eved Kenani? Does an Eved Kenani, the fact that an Eved Kenani is only Chayiv in less mitzvos, is that because he has less mitzvos Kedusha Yisrael or not? And an Afkamina could be, can he make a bracha? Again, if you look at some of the Mefarshim on the Siddur, a lot of them discuss this issue in Birchas HaShachar. Shelo Asani Aved. What does that mean, Shelo Asani Aved? De Levush says, even though an Eved is better than an Akum, because he is Chayiv in more than seven categories of mitzvos, right? He told me the fact that he's not Chayiv in mitzvos, that might reflect a lack in Kedushas Yisrael. There's an interesting ha'arah, if you look in Rav Pinkus' Sefer on the Siddur, where he talks about all of these mitzvahs, Shelo Asani Aved, Shelo Asani Isha. It's amazing. We usually think of making a bracha on something that we get. Something that we get. Something that happens to us, so we make a bracha. And we give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we sponsor a kiddush. Something happened. Amazing. Says Rav Pinkus, you know what you learn from these brachas? We have to thank and give a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we exist. Just on who we are. Shlo Asani Goy, Shlo Asani Ovid, Shlo Asani, right? So all the brachas, Shasani Kirtzono, all of them, whether it's negative, positive, says the Rav Pinkus, that's what you get from these brachas. But just the fact that we are Be'atzmius, that itself is Machayev a bracha. Either way, so this is a discussion in the Rishonim, the Achronim, the status of an Eved Kina'ani. Continuing the Sefer HaChinuch. Misharshei HaMitzvah. The Shorish, one of the Hashkafic points behind the mitzvah. We mentioned Rav Hirsch earlier. That is good for them. But also says the Chinuch, it's good for us. Lefisha Am Yisrael Heim Mivchar Haminha Enoshi V'Nivru Lakir Bar'am V'Lavod L'Fanav. We are, as the Kuzari writes, we are the chosen nation, chosen to be the Or LaGoyim. V'Ru'uyim Lios Lahem Avadim L'Shamesh Osam. And we were chosen by God to be His servants. V'Im Ein Lahem Avadim In Ha'umos. We need certain people to do certain types of labor for us. And they would want to. If we're all brothers, we wouldn't ask family members to do certain types of labor. So we need somebody who's not family. Somebody who we treat properly, who has rights, who has privileges, but they're not family. You still treat them differently. So that's the purpose. So we could serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better, and at all, we need those to help serve us. We wouldn't be able to be mishtadel on our avoda if we wouldn't have people being able to serve us. Okay, we have to get to a crucial principle before our time runs out. Next paragraph. Since this mitzvah, says the Chinuch, is about serving Hashem better, they serve us so we can serve Hashem better, that's why there is, very unusual, there is a built-in allowance when you're allowed to, in quotes, violate the Avera. Again, the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah zaseh. Lo'olam em tavodah. Don't let them free. Lo'olam em tavodah. You have to keep them as a servant. That if they don't accept at the end, you sell them back to their other owners. But because it is a mitzvah, the purpose of the mitzvah is to bring you closer to Hashem, letzorich a mitzvah rabbah, you'd be able to free them. If there is a reason, you're not freeing them stam, but you're freeing them for a mitzvah rabba, you're allowed to. Hitiru chachamim zechorna lavracha la'avor al mitzvah zu, b'chol eishe bitul mitzvah zu yegorim l'mitzvah acheres. Afilu b'shvil mitzvah d'rabbanon imi mitzvah d'rabim. Where do we get this from? The famous Gemara in Brachos, Daf Mem Zayin. Rabbi Lazar walks into shul, and there's only 9 people in shul. He needs a minion. So he looks at his Eved Kenani, and he says, you're freed. Gives him a shtar shichur, boom, they have a minion. Wow, amazing. Ask the Gemara. La'olam ba'em ta'avodu. It is a daraisa. You can violate just to get a minion? So the Gemara says, Mitzvah d'rabim shayni. What does that mean? What do you mean? Mitzvah b'avera. You can do an avera to get to a mitzvah? So the way that the Chinuch is explaining it, and the Ramban and the Ran, all the Chachmei Sfarad and Gittin, on Daf Chaf, on Daf Lamed Ches, say the same thing, that the Isser of La'olam b'hem ta'avodu, or the Isser HaSeiv, La'olam b'hem ta'avodu, is related to the Isser of Lo Sechanim, to doing something for nothing, for no reason. That's when the Isser is. It's not that there's a mitzvah, and there's an Aveira, and there's a battle going on here. There's an inherent limit in the mitzvah of La'olam b'hem ta'avodu. If I'm doing it l'shem, getting a minion, says the Chinuch, even a mitzvah drabanan, like having a minion, so that is allowed, it's a built-in limit to the mitzvah. If you look, if you remember, there's a well-known rush on that Gemara in Brachas Mem Zayin. The rush maybe cannot fathom that there will be a mitzvah d'rabbanan that you're allowed to violate for a lola amount of avodas. That's why the rush says, no. It's talking about a mitzvah d'araisa. Which mitzvah d'araisa? When do you ever need a minion for a mitzvah? Which mitzvah needs a mitzvah, which needs a minion d'araisa? Says the rush, Parsha Zachar. Maybe it was Parsha Zachar when he freed his slave, when he freed his Eved Kenani. And Parsha Zachar, according to the rush, needs not only the only Kriya d'Araisa that we have the whole year, but it requires a minion d'Araisa. Amazing. That's the Sheet of the Rush quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that we try to have a minion for Parsha Zachar in order to be able to say that Rush. That's one example. Another example of a mitzvah, and there are two of them, that one in the Gemara. Another one in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, in Gittin, on Daf Mem Aleph, the Mishnah talks about if you have a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, an Eved that had two masters, and one of his masters freed him, and the other one didn't. So now he's stuck. The Mishnah says, he can't marry anybody. He can't marry a Shifcha because of his Sar Cheris. He can't marry a Bas Chorin because of his Sar Adas. What are you supposed to do? So the Gemara's Maskan, the Mishnah's Maskana is, Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai that, you know what, we force the master to free his slave. Ask the Gemara. The question is, how is he able to free a slave? What, just for the mitzvah of Puravu? For the mitzvah of Lashevas Yitzara, which is the language of the Mishnah there? He's violating the Daraisa. The answer is, according to this approach, there's a built-in limit to this Isser. It's only Usser for nothing. For Lechinam. But if it's Lashain to get a minion, if it's Lashain Parsha Zachar, if it's Lashain Puravu to allow this guy to get married, so then it would be okay. Tosis, though, points on getting there, Memal Fan Base points out the Chiddush in this case, and that is, I'm doing the Avera so he could do the mitzvah. At least in Rabbalaz's case, he's freeing him so everybody could be get the minion. But in the case of the Eved, in the Mishnah, Gittin, the master's freeing, and the Eved's going to get the mitzvah. That's huge. Chatei b'shvil sheyizka chaverecha. Do we say that I should sin in order to help out my friend? Are you allowed to do that? That's the Gemara at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos. But that is a great example of such a din. Okay, there's a lot more here. How does an Eved Kenani get free? He gets free, as we mentioned, through a get shichur, a star shichur, which has many comparisons in the Gemara with a get shichur, and a get isha, and the chinuch ends off, and oheges b'chol makom v'chol zman. This applies always, men and women, whenever they have an Eved Kenani. Afal pisha, adakevos asur lehen liknos lehen avadim, even though they're not supposed to have an Eved Kenani because of chshad, if they do, then they're not allowed to free them. Either way, this is some of the issues related to Eved Kenani, and the Hashem will continue next time. Two more mitzvahs to Parshas Behar.